schools will make masking optional starting Monday, and the cleanup of Skagway's contaminated ore basin begins. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Haines schools will make masks optional for students and staff starting on March 7th. The administration says the district has met public health criteria to drop the masking requirement. And district officials say they will continue mitigation efforts like testing. In January, the Haines School District decided on a formula for removing its mask requirement, and Superintendent Roy Getchell says that as of Wednesday, they've met it.
The shift was going to be imminent, you know, for a variety of reasons, including, you know, just some of the CDC adjustments and just the general trend that we've been seeing on a national, state, and even local level with that. And so we knew that we needed to follow suit.
The school district has been looking for two things: no school-related cases among staff or students who are contagious, and two, the state's health department clearing Haines of community transmission. Getchell says he consulted with the district's health advisory committee.
We didn't have any positive cases within the school building, you know, where there's been an exposure within the school. During that period of time, as well as no community transmission where the cases weren't easily identifiable.
That means Haines is seeing a small number of COVID cases now that have been traced to known family or social groups or where the source of infection is known.
And so when I called yesterday and confirmed with public health and Stephanie at Search and then our own school nurse, yeah, we met the criteria.
However, as of Thursday afternoon, the state dashboard reports the Haines borough has seen at least 30 cases over the last week. Getchell says the dashboard count is delayed and the district is taking guidance from local sources.
You know, I don't want to give a day number of how far delayed they are, but they're certainly not, they don't score up with our internal numbers or the ones that we see locally or whenever I talk to public health.
Elaine Hickey with Juneau Public Health said via email that the state dashboard reports cases several days after tests are performed, and with the infectious period being only 5 days according to the CDC, many of those cases are no longer active. A representative for the Haines Search Clinic emailed that the demand for symptomatic testing has dropped, so Search is, quote, comfortable in assessing that the latest outbreak of COVID has run its course. Getchell also pointed to Haines' vaccination rate, which is about 70% of the population, according to state data. Getchell says other school mitigations will remain, including classroom ventilation, social distancing, COVID testing athletes before and after travel, as well as testing as needed. He says the school will continue to rely on families to screen students and keep them home when they're sick. If there is a classroom outbreak, he says parents will be notified.
We will continue to send exposure notices home so that parents know whenever there's been a case within their level so they can make those assessments for themselves as well. And truthfully, at this point, everything else that's in place will remain in place. It's just the masking will be, you know, I wouldn't even say optional. We're gonna call it recommended as we move forward. But again, that's going to be an individual choice and a family decision.
Recently, a small group of parents protested the masking requirement in demonstrations in front of the school and at board meetings. Getchell says their input was considered, but not a leading factor in the change of policy. After more than 30 years of negotiation and study, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has begun the process of cleaning up the lead and zinc ore that have left Skagway's ore basin contaminated. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
On Thursday afternoon, a marine construction crew was making its final preparations to begin a dredging project underneath the ore loader next to Skagway's ore dock. The process should remove between 3,000 and 7,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment, including lead and zinc ore concentrates. State environmental regulators estimated in 2014 that over 200,000 cubic yards will most likely need to be removed before the project is completed. The department first approached White Pass about cleanup in 1990. White Pass executive Tyler Rose says it's been a long process getting to this point.
2018 was when this really started to move forward with the new ownership, and it's been the driving force behind that and being able to get here.
In 2018, the Canadian-owned leisure corporation ClubLink sold White Pass to a group led by Ketchikan's Survey Point Holdings. Other major players in that group are Carnival Cruise Lines and Carrix, which was recently acquired by the private equity firm Blackstone. White Pass has contracted Anchorage-based Turnagain Marine Construction to spearhead the dredging. They'll be working off of a barge near the ore loader. The process will utilize a crane with a clamshell attachment that will dip into the sediment on the harbor floor. Each scoop will be brought directly onto the barge.
It'll be dewatered and mixed and then put into the super sack as we go through the process, because there's going to be testing of it at that point to make sure it meets the requirements before it's able to move.
Once the dredging is completed, clean sand will be poured on top of the dredged area, and the contaminated soils will be brought to Washington State, where they'll be disposed of in a solid waste landfill. Regulators from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation call this a good first step.
What we have is an interim removal action trying to get some metals-contaminated sediment out of the basin.
That's Nick Waldo, the project manager in the DEC's Contaminated Sites Division. He says that White Pass isn't the only party that's legally responsible for the cleanup.
White Pass and Yukon has received a potentially responsible party letter. So has the municipality of Skagway, and so has Ida.
ADA is the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. The state-run investment authority owns the ore loader and ore building on the ore dock. And it's the subletter that helped bring lead and zinc ore concentrates to Skagway from Canadian mining operations in decades past. White Pass claims that one of the options for controlling the contamination was to allow drifting silt to cover up the contamination site. The company says they are doing the dredging voluntarily as a service to the community. However, Waldo says that the DEC hasn't made any demands because forward progress was being made. If the project had stalled, they would have required concrete action. He also stated that the contamination wasn't solely contained beneath the layer of natural drifting sediment.
There was a 2018 risk assessment that found some metals contamination in the tissues of the sea life.
That report states that the contamination bioaccumulates in sea life. That means it works its way up from microinvertebrates to larger animals like crabs and fish and whatever eats those. Environmentalists say that's concerning. Lynn Canal Conservation's executive director Jessica Plachta says she worries about the health of anyone who eats seafood from the Skagway Harbor.
The health of the marine environment and the health of the people who eat from these waters is at risk from decades of heavy metals pollution and decades of inaction. This cleanup just scratches the surface, but it is a beginning. I salute the people of Skagway for insisting on cleanup.
White Pass says this phase of the project should be completed by the end of this month and says it will not interfere with freight from barge shipments. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.